From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Television viewers in Alabama and Mississippi might want to brace themselves. A sustained barrage of political attack ads is coming their way, courtesy of the super PACs backing Republican presidential contenders Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The new spending spotlights the bitter three-way contest that emerged from this week's Super Tuesday primaries. Romney wants to push Santorum out of the race. Santorum is targeting Romney and candidate number three, Newt Gingrich. The super PACs reflect those strategies, but only one of them, the pro-Romney Restore Our Future, has the cash to carpet bomb the opposition. Restore Our Future says it's spending $2.8 million in four states, Alabama and Mississippi, which have primaries next week, plus Illinois and Louisiana, which vote the week after. Most of the ads attack Santorum, like this one.
Barack Obama and his liberal allies attack Mitt Romney. Why? Obama knows he'll beat Rick Santorum.
The super PAC's filings at the Federal Election Commission show that 94% of the spending is to buy TV time. A little is also spent on direct mail and phone calls attacking Santorum. The pro-Santorum super PAC is the Red, White, and Blue Fund. Since Santorum is the man in the middle, the super PAC's new ad goes after both Romney and Gingrich.
How can Mitt Romney or Newt Gingrich beat Barack Obama when on the vital decisions they're not much different?
The super PAC plans to run the ad in Alabama and Mississippi at a cost of $500,000 to $600,000. By now, the television contest basically belongs to the super PACs and their millionaire donors. In the run-up to Super Tuesday, the Santorum and Gingrich campaign committees did no TV advertising at all. The Santorum campaign says it raised more than $9 million in February, twice as much as the month before. The Romney campaign says it raised $11.5 million last month. But based on the information it released, it appears that the campaign spent slightly more than that. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.